It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And hi, we're getting ready for the Fort Recovery game. This is Chase Kaiser and Brian Patch here with you, bringing you the action from St. Henry Gymnasium as our Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the St. Henry Redskins. And hopefully the varsity game goes different than the triple header that we've had here previously in front of us. This is the third game for the Indians here on this floor as we took two running clocks from the St. Henry Redskins as our Fort Recovery Indians were on the short end of both of those games. So expecting a good contest here tonight for the varsity game, though. St. Henry's coming in with a 7-9 record, 3-3 in the MAC conference. And Fort Recovery Indians are coming up with a 9-7 record and 2-3 in the MAC conference. So expecting a very good game here tonight from the varsity action. Different, hopefully, from what we witnessed with the freshman and JV. And we'll be back in a few minutes to recap those games.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. They have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
And we're back here at St. Henry. Again, Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser bringing the action from the St. Henry Middle School Gymnasium. It's a little different setup with the high school games played in the middle school, and the middle school games are all played in the high school gymnasium. Did you know that, Chase?
I did not know that.
Minster also does the exact same thing. It's a different concept, I guess, with what they call the gyms. But this is our third game of our triple header, as I said, going into break. The Fort Recovery freshmen lost 68-33. Quarter scores went like this. After one, our Indians trailed 22-5. In the second quarter, St. Henry put up another 22 points, and our Indians put up 14 to trail at halftime, 44-19. In the third quarter, St. Henry put up 14 to make it 58, and the Indians put up 7, making it 26, 58-26, heading into the fourth and final quarter with a running clock. Ended up being 68-33. In JV action, St. Henry started off the first quarter just as hot as they did in the freshman, putting up 23 points, and our Indians put up 10. In the second quarter, St. Henry put up 24, and our Indians put up 8, trailing at halftime 47-18. In the third quarter, it wasn't much better as the Redskins outscored our Indians 18-2. To go into the fourth quarter, our Indians were trailing 65-20. The fourth quarter was a little closer and better outcome for our Indians, but we did lose that quarter by 113-12, and we lost the game 78-32 in JV action. JV action, Colson Post led the way with 13 points. Tyler Wendell added 5. Briggs Overman, 5. Alex Skarke, 3. Cooper Thompson, 2. Hayden Seifring, 3. And Caden Greasy, 1. Chase, have you ever seen 78 points in a JV game before?
I've never seen 78 points, and the fact that we only had, 32 against that 78.
We don't keep track of the stats, but I'm guessing they had anywhere close to 15 threes in that game.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing they probably shot close to 50% from the floor from the three-point line. It was an incredible effort by the St. Henry Redskins from the three-point line. So, all right, we're getting ready to go through the national anthem here for the start of the varsity game. So we'll take a break here and be back from some sponsors on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Fort Recovery High School Cheerleading Squad will be holding a Cheerleader Fun Day for kids from kindergarten through sixth grade. This fun day will be on Saturday, January 28th from 8:30 a.m. until noon, with sign-in beginning at 8 a.m. in the Commons. The cost is $20 per child and includes a T-shirt if you sign up by Monday, January 9th. Fort Recovery students through sixth grade receive their sign-up sheets at school, and the sign-up sheets are also available on the Fort Recovery Cheerleading Facebook page. The kids will learn chants, cheers, and a dance from the high school cheerleaders, and there will be a parents' preview at noon, and the kids will perform at halftime of the boys' JV game that night in the Fortsite Fieldhouse. This is an event that the kids and our fans look forward to every year, so be sure to get your kids signed up for this fun cheerleading camp taking place on Saturday, January 28th. Be sure to sign up by January 9th to get your T-shirt. Jay and Mercer County Special Olympics groups are having a joint fundraiser on Saturday, February 4th at Miracle Lanes. Get your four-person team together and get entered now by calling Tom Romoklis at 419-852-2987, or you can enter at Miracle Lanes. This will be an 8-pin no-tap tournament, and the cost is only $80 for each four-person team, and you'll get 3 games of bowling, and each team will also get a large pizza. Here's a great way to help out our local Special Olympics teams and have fun at the same time. Don't miss out on this fun afternoon of bowling. Saturday, February 4th, Miracle Lanes, 8-pin no-tap bowling tournament, fundraiser for Jay and Mercer County Special Olympics. There will be 2 shifts, 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock, so get entered early to get the shift that works best for your team by calling 419-852-2987 or just stop out at Miracle Lanes and sign up now.
And we're back again. Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser bringing you action from the St. Henry Gymnasium. And we just got a chance to hear the Grand Lake Sound Waves sing the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America. And they're a group of people from the Mercer-Auglaize County areas that go around and perform at high school games and I'm sure other places as well. So, all right, tonight for Fort Recovery Indians, our starting lineup is going to be Landon Post, wearing number 0. He's a 6-foot senior. Number 10, Troy Holman. He's a 6-foot junior. Number 12, Rex Leverett. He's a 6'4 junior. Number 21, Daniel Patch is a 6'7 senior. And rounding out our starting lineups for Bob Leverett, the Fort Recovery Indians, is number 22, Kel Ramo, a 6'5 senior, coming in, averaging 24 points for the Indians. Leading the way for Eric Rosenbeck, St. Henry Redskins, we have number 4, Caden Bergman. He is a 5'11 junior. Number 5, Evan Bowers, is a 6'2 junior. Number 11, Logan Link, is a 5'10 junior. Number 24, Luke Beike, is a 6'4 junior. And number 33, John Hardings, is a 6'3 senior. So, Chase, looking at the lineup, St. Henry has 4 juniors and 1 senior in the lineup. So, and our Indians are three seniors and 2 juniors. So, I wouldn't say young squad for St. Henry. I mean, I don't consider juniors and seniors young, but not sure if those guys have a lot of varsity minutes coming into the year.
Yeah, we'll see how they compare with our guys who have pretty much been our starters since that one big class went out 2 years ago.
Right. And as I say, the Indians' record is 9-7 coming in, and St. Henry's 7-9. So flip there, and St. Henry's 3-3 in the MAC action and 2-3 for the Indians. And it looks like Kel Ramo and Luke Beike is going to jump up. Luke again is 6'4", Kel 6'5". Indians got the tip, but St. Henry got it. Harding's down the floor over to Beike, back up to Bowers. Swings it across the floor to Link on the left-hand side, back up to Harding's. On the right-hand side, right in front of us, over here in front of our bench. Swings it back to the left side now, in front of the St. Henry faithful. Bergman drives in, kicks off the Beike. Beike stops, pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound goes over to Daniel Patch and the Fort Recovery Indians. First quarter sponsor is K&L Tractors. Cal Ramo has the ball. on the right-hand side, going from right to left on your radio dial. Goes over to Troy Holman, back to Rex Leverett up top. Indians are trying to get set up as St. Henry's coming out man-to-man. Goes over to Daniel Patch. Over to Troy Holman, inside to Rex Leverett. Ah, Rex didn't even realize no one was on him. Turns around, dumps it into Kel Rammel, gets blocked from behind by Beike. Chase, Rex probably should have shot that. There was no one on him there.
Yeah, he just about could have turned the over his right shoulder there and tossed it right up in the layup.
Absolutely. We get a turnover here on the Redskins by Evan Bauer on a carry call. Good offense by the Indians down here, but I don't think Rex realized how wide open he was. There was literally no one on him. And he was waiting on someone and threw it to Kel instead. Just happened to miss it. They come out a 2-2-1 press, which they've done in all three games so far, and the Indians break that. Troy Holman has the ball now up top, swings it over to Rex Leverett on the right-hand side. Up to Kel Rammel up top. Kel drives in, dump pass to Daniel Patch, up and nice, finish inside. Nice look for Kel Rammel to Daniel Patch. Way to attack that. They fall back in 2-2-3, kind of a 3-2-2-3 matchup. Beike gets it downside, goes up, jump hook, no good. Tip pass, and Kel Rammel deflects it out of bounds. That's going to be a matchup, Chase. It's going to be interesting the whole night because Luke Beike is their leading scorer. He's 6'4". He plays inside-outside against Landon Post, who's just at 6'.
Yep.
Bowers has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Link. Gets it inside to Hardings. Daniel Patch knocks it away. Hardings recovers. Three on the left baseline is Evan Bowers. No good. Rebound comes to the Indians. 2-0 here to start off with 6 minutes to go. Not sure. I was looking down at that.
Troy really caught Daniel off guard through as Daniel's okay. Turning.
So turnover on the Indians still for Link, and Link lays it in. Yeah, coach is telling him to wait till he gets inside before you hit him. He's running with his back turned. So.
Yeah, there's no need to rush anything this early in the game, especially.
Yeah, especially when they're in the zone. They're not pressuring you. But turnover and the bucket converted by Link, so gives it 2-2 score, 6 minutes to go, and misses the free throw. Kel Rammel comes down with it. Redskins are trapping. Kel gets it into Rex Leverett, misses a point-blank shot with no one on him. Hardings gets the ball, drives in, stops. Possible walk. Kel Rammel's doubling him. Kick out to Link. On the right-hand side, inside to Hardings. Nice spin baseline, cut off. Good help there by Rex. Over to Bowers. Bowers powers up and finishes inside for Evan Bowers. Redskins take a 4-2 lead. Daniel throws it down to Rex, breaks the pressure. Throws it to Kel Rammel on the nice cut inside. Back out to Landon Post. Swings it over to Daniel. Daniel has the ball, swings it over to Troy Holman on the right-hand side. St. Henry's coming out 3-2 here. Looks like the trap a little bit out of it from the top in the corner spots and also a little bit on the baseline. Indians break it. Troy Holman gets in the middle. Up to Kel Rammel on the left-hand side. Good for three for Kel Rammel. Giving him his first basket on the night with 4:53 here to go. Indians lead 5-4. Beike, nice drive in. Knocked away by the Indians. Hardings recovers the ball. Power up. Short. Goes up and no good. Gets his own rebound. They're going to call foul on Kel Rammel on a holding call.
He got that rebound three times, and our guys just barely could get their fingers on him to get that, pull it down.
Yeah, we weren't putting any bodies on anyone to box out. Holy cow, a whole new line change sub as they literally bring five new guys in. Checking in is Devin Delsite. Number three, Curtis Putoff. Number 10, Hayden Beckman. Number 22, Nicholas Berkey. And number 32, Christopher Berkey. And Coach Rosenbeck is absolutely ripping them right now. He's not very happy with their effort. Beckman drives in, kicks over to Berkey. Back up to Delsite on the top. Over to Berkey. Right now, we're not even guarding two of their players. Kel and Daniel literally are set inside of the paint. So this lineup could be an advantage for us as we can have guys maybe take a break and shut them down here on some defense, get some turnovers. Beckman does is one of the kids you've got to guard, and he does beat us off the dribble for a pull-up jumper. A little lazy pass there as they put some pressure on us. We are able to recover the ball. Kel Rammel has the ball now at the top of the key, drives in. Looks for someone to pass to, no one there, and stops and pulls a three. No good. Redskins with the rebound. Throws it into Berkey. Berkey comes in, powers up, no good. gets a rebound. Throws it over to Daniel Patch, who swings it over to Troy Holman. Over to the Rex Leverett on the right-hand side. Rex is pressured, drives baseline, stops and pivots over to Kel Rimmel, up to Daniel Patch. Deep three for Daniel Patch. No good. Redskins with the rebound. Deep three on the other side for Beckman and hits it. Put off, excuse me, for three. Giving the Redskins a 9-5 lead in the first quarter. K&L Tractor, 3:12 to go. 30-second timeout. We'll take one here.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back. Again, 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. K&L Tractor sponsor quarter for us in the Indians Trail, 9-5. So far, it's been a good matchup, Chase.
Yeah, it has. Nobody's really let any easy shots to either team.
Yeah, right now the question is going to be St. Henry's applying pressure full court, 2-2-1, and they played 10 guys. The question is going to be, are we going to be able to handle that pressure the whole entire game and make good decisions? Because it does force your team to have to make really good decisions at every single moment. Right now, Kel Rimmel is four guys on him and throws up a wild shot. Misses it. Rex Leverett with the rebound, drives to the middle, takes it up. Could have been foul. No call. They're going to call a holding call. And Kel Rimmel literally jumped over his back, got the ball, and they call foul on St. Henry for boxing out. We'll take the call, but not sure that was the correct call. And our officials tonight are Kevin Mangus, Paul Winglewich, and Tom Riepenhoff. Veteran crew. I'm not sure it's one that...
Looks like Kales is arguing with the ref a little bit underneath the basket.
Yeah, he's actually one that don't like to talk bad about him, but he stopped doing four recovery games because he cost us a game one time in a MAC championship. So he stopped doing games for about 3 years at Fort Recovery because of that. So... still a little bitter, by the way, because I was the coach of that team. So Landon Post does get fouled on the shot, so it's going to be three shots for Landon Post. So Landon steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and hits the first one for him, giving him his first points of the night. Getting 9-6 here with 2:42 to go in the first quarter and steps up and drills the next one. Landon is our best free throw shooter coming in tonight, about 80% or so from the line. Reese Guggenmiller checks in and Alex Dews checks in as well, replacing Ramon Patch. And Riggs Toby's getting ready to check in to replace Landon Post. Hits that one. Should be a sub here. So right now, our seniors are out, our juniors are all on the floor, and this is kind of, we call our rat race lineup, as they're looking to full court press. We're in a 1-2-1-1 right now with Alex Dews at the point, Riggs, Toby, Troy Holman up front, and then our middle guys, Reese Guggenbiller and Rex Loverett is our back guys. See if we can put some pressure on them. They bring their starting lineup back in for St. Henry, so they put their hockey line change in as well. Five new guys on the floor, which is their starters. For the most part, minus one. Beckman just shoots a three, misses it. Rebound St. Henry, and it's going to be a holding call on the Indians. Rex Leverett picks up his first one. 9-8 Redskins, 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Dulcites is taking it out for the Indians, or excuse me, the Redskins. Gets it in to Beckman, over to Dulcite. Right-hand side in front of Coach Leverett. Back to Bowers. Over to Berkey for three, or Bike, excuse me, for three. No good. Bowers gets an offensive rebound. No. Called no shot. It's going to be Rex's second.
Rex Leverett, his second personal foul. The team's fourth.
Rex didn't get a box out in call and got called for shoving from behind. So Kel Rammel's going to replace him. Two quick fouls on Rex Leverett. And Bowers unguarded, not sure how he gets so wide open, out of bounds underneath, but Kel Rimmel gets the shot as he misses it. Kel throws it down to a nice cutting Reese. Reese Toby gets blocked by Beike inside. Beike with the rebound, pushing it up in transition over to Bowers on the left-hand side. Skips it over to Delson. Throws it up off the glass. Nice finish for him, for Devin Delsite. Giving him two on the night. Increasing the Redskins' lead 11-8. Minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Troy Holman trying to split the defense. Loses the ball, does recover it. Throws it over to Riggs Toby, over to Cal Rim on the right-hand side. And they're going to call pushing foul on Hayden Beckman. On Cal Rammel. This is one of those calls as a coach you're not real happy about, Chase, when it's about 50 feet from the floor over the basket.
Yeah, at that point, there's not really any need to get that tight on.
Yeah, Cal's not a threat at that point. We're just trying to get things set up and run an offense, and they're out there pressuring and pick up a foul. 14 foul.
Until you start having guys shooting from that volleyball line.
Yeah, the Redskins 13 foul. Indians have four here. Minute 25 to go. Riggs Toby has the ball over to Landon Post, over to Reese Guggenbill on the right-hand side. Back to Alex Deuce. Thinks about a three. Right now, the Indians are struggling to get a shot off. St. Henry's employing a pretty good matchup zone right here. Landon Post. Ah, Landon, you got to shoot that. Thought about it. Did, and finally hit it. Giving him five on the night. Excuse me, six on the night. Tying the ball game up. 11-11, under a minute to go here. Bikey has the ball guarded by Cal Rimmel. Kicks over to Bergman. Little 15-foot pull-up. Good for him. Again, St. Henry's employing a 2-2-1 full-court pressure defense. Skip pass from Post to Toby. Almost going out of bounds. Still from Bergman. Sliding on the ground. Indian fans want to travel. Technically, that's not a travel. You can slide on the ground with the ball and still not be a called for a travel. Riggs Toby with a blocking call. Did you know that's not a travel call?
I'm not.
A lot of people think it is. It's not a travel call. You can slide on the ground with the ball. You can even grab the ball on the ground, lay on the ground, and dribble it to get back up. Did you know that?
I'm not.
I actually saw some roughing things this week on some social media things I was looking at. So
it's one of those things that's almost so rare that people don't.
Right, and everyone yells travel when you see someone slide across the floor, but technically it's not. Bowers with the pull-up jumper, and they're going to call over the back on Berkey inside. Nice box out by Riggs Toby. It'll be their 14 foul here. 22.3 clicks to go. It's 13-11 Redskins. Rammel picks up his dribble, something you don't want to do against the press. Dribble and pick it up after one dribble unless you know who you're going to throw to. Troy Holman has the ball with 10 seconds left, dribbling at half court. 7-6ers over to Kel Rammel. Rammel pops a three. Way short. St. Henry with the rebound, throws the head. Delsite at the buzzer, hits a half court shot. Giving him, the Redskins, a 16-11 lead going in into the end of the first. Heck of a shot there. You don't see that happen too much. A half-court heave and goes in, banks it off the glass. Indians trail at the end of one, 16-11. We'll take a break.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Farmers understand the risks of farm life. And at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget too. And if you have a claim, we'll be here for you too. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back. Tell you what, St. Henry's stat crew is taking care of us. They're passing stats out like crazy, like it's popcorn here, Chase.
I've never gotten that kind of service.
No kidding. We don't even have to worry about doing this, all this stat stuff, you and I, right now. We can actually sit and just watch a game. The Indians have the ball to start the second quarter off. Turnover from Landon Post, and our second quarter sponsor is Fort Recovery Insurance. Going to be a foul on Landon. One of those that you make one mistake, you don't want to compile and make another one, and that's what exactly what Landon did. Upset with himself that he turned the ball over and comes down and commits a foul. That's going to be the sixth for the Indians. We got 7:45 to go here in the second quarter. That's not something you want to be, is with the home team getting ready to shoot free throws on the next foul. Link has the ball, swings it over to Bowers. Trying to get it into Harding's. Big mismatch in there. 6'5 against Troy Holman at 6 foot. Right now, St. Henry's just playing volleyball on the line with each other. They score on that basket, giving it 18-11 lead now. Landon Post picks up his dribble. Daniel Patch inside to Cal Rammel. Over to Reese Guggenbilt. Throws it back up after he drives baseline. Swings it over to Daniel Patch. Over to Landon Post. Over to Reese Guggenbilt. Reese drives in and gets blocked from behind by Bowers. St. Henry pushing it in transition. Link with it. Back to Bergman. Bergman stop. Little 15-foot pull-up and hits it. Reese Guggenbilt with the ball. Over to Daniel Patch. Over to Cal Rammel. Good finish for Cal Rammel. Giving him 5 on the night. 13 for the Indians as we trail by 7. Bowers has the ball. Swings it over to Delsite. 3, no good. Off with it. Daniel Patch with a rebound. Throws it over to Landon Post. Landon's walking it up. Landon drives on the left-hand side. Goes up and finishes it. Good finish for Landon Post. Landon's having himself a nice night tonight. 8 of our 15 points. Link has the ball over to Bowers for the Redskins. Back up to Hardings. He's a no-non-guard kind of guy. Gets it into Bowers, who's someone we have to guard, and takes abuse of Landon Post. That's about 6'3", 6'4", 220 pounds going against Landon. That's not a good matchup for the Indians as he overpowers him inside. 22-15, Redskins lead. Reese Guggenbilt has the ball from Landon Post. Over to Daniel Patch on the left. Swing it over to Troy Holman, trying to get it inside to Cal Rammel. Skip past the Landon Post. Wide open 3. Good for Landon Post. My goodness, Landon Post showed up tonight. He's having 11 of our 18. Quickly down the other end. Good rebound for Daniel Patch on a box out. Bowers for a quick 3.
Landon tonight is what we want to help to make our team more even.
Daniel Patch for a 3 down on this end. Giving him 5 on the night. 22-21 now, Redskin lead. Link drives by. Should have been a travel call, no call, but turns over. Troy Holman with the steal. Pushing up in transition, attacking Troy. Hit Landon. That's when you've got to be able to hit him. Troy drove to the baseline. It was double team. Landon Post is a trail guy. Wide open. Alex Dews and Riggs Toby checks in, replaces Post and Patch. So we got Holman, Toby, Dews, Guggenbiller, and Rammel on the floor. 5 minutes to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Turnover by Rammel. Rammel turned that over. St. Henry with the ball. Nice drive in by Delside. Goes up and finishes on a finger roll. Should have been picked off. We got lucky with air. Toby does get the ball, throws up wildly left-handed, no good, off the glass. Alex Dews on a push call. 1-1 for St. Henry's. That's the 7th team foul for the Indians. Good hustle for Alex, but he had no chance at getting that one. So now St. Henry's going to walk down and shoot a 1-1. It is 4:39 to go in the second quarter, and the Indians trail 24-21. Landon Post is getting ready to check in as Daniel Patch, and for the Redskins, Caden Bergman, Alex Dews, and Reese Guggenbiller check out. So you got Patch, Rammel, Post, Toby, and Holman on the floor for the Indians. You got Bergman and Beckman, Schwartz, put off, and Bowers on the floor. Misses that one. Cal Rammel with the rebound. Rammel to Patch, back to Rammel against the press. 6'7 and 6'5 helps when you're being pressured with 5'10 guys. You throw the top of that, Chase. Right now, Coach Leverett screams out a play with 4:22 to go. Troy Holman has the ball, closely guarded by Beckman inside. Picks his dribble up over to Cal Rammel. And they're going to call a hand check. Was it a hand check? It was, but here's the thing.
That far out. It's
well, it's the same play that's happened 15 times already by both teams this game. You don't call that, and then all of a sudden you call it. Makes it hard to play as a player. You don't know what you can and you can't do. Rammel has the ball on the right-hand side. Drives in. No good on the shot. Gets a deflection as Kell. Throws it Holman on the backdoor cut. Troy draws the foul on the drive. Gets foul called. Not sure who that is on. Schwartz for St. Henry. His first, so 16 fouls on the Redskins. So Troy stepping to the Hall Brother free throw line. And hits that one.
For the Indians, number three, Reese Guggenmiller.
Giving Troy his first points of the night. Stepping up and hits a lot of rim, but no good on that one. So St. Henry with a rebound, 24-22, under 4 minutes to go. Second quarter. Bowers, nice spin move. Misses it. Daniel Patch with the rebound over to Cal Rammel. Quickly pushing up in transition. Cal over to Landon Post on a skip pass. And Rammel inside to Daniel Patch. Offensive foul. Oh, my goodness.
I was watching pretty close. I don't know what.
They said he hooked him. Jeez, I'm Pete's. He's 6'7", 280, and he puts him there. That's a foul. It's called post position. Holy cow. Coach Leverett smiling, waving his hand, saying there's no way. I agree, Coach. Bowers with the ball. Contested shot. Oh, my goodness. Now that's what you call a makeup call right there. This crew is, hey, I am on the floor. It's about me. They want to know that you are watching them and you paid your $8 to watch them officiate versus the high school athletes who worked hard all week to play this game.
3:21 to go, 7 fouls for the home team, and then 8 fouls for the Indians here.
And it's the weirdest calls, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's things that just happen throughout the game. They don't call, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, I got to call and show that I'm on the floor. Post steps up and misses that one. 80% free throw shooter right there, but nice to have that. 24, yeah, as you said, 24-22. St. Henry with the rebound. Bergman with the ball. Over to Beike for three. I think he banked that one in.
That puts his first three up for the night.
Yep. And that is their leading score on the night. That's his first point. So good job so far for the Indians. Patch turns it over. Bergman with the ball. Swings the pass over there. Deflected. Nope. Turnover right back on St. Henry.
With this full court press that St. Henry's doing, we need to make sure we're not passing over the ball and picking up our dribble and stuff before we get over the half court line.
Yeah, guys are one dribbling it. If you're going to dribble, you got to go a couple dribbles. You can't just one dribble. That's really not going to do you a whole lot of good. And you got to be able to find gaps. You got to play behind guys. There's angles right here. Troy's being triple teamed. Throws it up to Daniel. Skip it over to Landon Post. Wide open three. Landon gets fouled again as Beike runs into him and knocks him down. Good skip pass there from Daniel to Landon. Finds him. Landon's been hot. It's a shot I like to see Landon take. Beike covered some ground on that one coming out there and tried to jump in the air to deflect it and happened to land on Landon. So Landon will go to the free throw line and shoot three. And rattles around and hits that one. Good shot by Landon right there. Giving him 12 tonight, 2:35 to go, 27-23, 27-24. It's the second one with one more to go. Landon's having himself a night. There's over half our points here. And hits that one. Cashes in right now. That is 6 free throws for Landon on the night, 6 for 7. believe he's the only one. Troy's missed one. So right now, Inge is shooting well from the free throw line, something we haven't done very well all year. So 27-25, a little around 2 minutes to go. St. Henry has the ball. Delsite has the ball up top, dribbles over to Link. Switch from post to Holman, over to Bergman. Stop, pulls 15-footer, no good off the glass. Harding's with an offensive rebound, up no good, landing post with the rebound. Getting trapped, outlets to Kel Rammel, swings over to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese drives down, 15-foot pull up, hard off the glass, Kel Rammel up and good, left-handed. Nice offensive rebound for Kel Rammel and finished with his left hand. Good push by the Indians in transition. Miscommunication on that end. Three for Link. Indians didn't talk on defense there. Holman and Post were guarding the same guy and left Link open. Kel Rammel gets it across to Landon Post, over to Troy Holman. Back up to Post. Over to Troy Holman. Daniel tried to step through looking for a foul. They don't call it. Harding's for three. No good. Indians can't get a rebound. St. Henry gets it, throws it to an uncontested Bergman inside. Pushes that lead 32-27 now with a minute to go. Kel Rammel has the ball, throws it ahead to Landon Post. Landon Post over to Patch, trying to get inside to Kel Rammel. Post thinks about a three, lets it go off the back of the rim. Reese Guggenbiller flies in. They're going to call a foul on Reese Guggenbiller. Kel Rammel disagreed with that. They said Reese is the one who got pushed inside. But. Be the 19th foul for the Indians. Still 1-1. Redskins have 8. Again, 51 seconds to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. It's 32-27 Redskins lead. And John Harding's a 6'3 senior, steps to the free throw line to shoot one. And good. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. ...33-27 Redskins. Harding's with the second, and good again.
Redskins, number 40, Schwartz.
Rammel's taking it out for the Indians. Holman up front with Post. Gets ahead to Landon. Landon dribbles to the baseline, swings over to Daniel, over to Kel Rammel. Rammel loses the ball. 40 seconds to go here. Beckman with the ball, pushing in transition. Now Logan Link comes out with the ball, and they say, let's go one shot, does Rosenbeck. 30 seconds to go, 34-27 Redskins lead as they go four corners here. Bowers has the ball, guarded closely by Reese Guggenbiller. Could have been a foul as he was trying to reach in. And stepped out of bounds. Got Indians got some pressure on him and turnover by the Redskins. And Coach Eric Rosenbeck is not happy with that. Mental mistake for the Redskins. Indians hopefully will take care of it here. 17.1 seconds to go. Indians trail by 7. Rammel to Patch, over to Post to Guggenbiller. 15 seconds to go. Up to Rammel, over to Patch. Knocked away from behind is Beckman. Pikey has the ball. Over to Link. At the buzzer. No good. Short. Not a bad quarter for the Indians. As they trail going into halftime. 34-27. 34-27 is the score over here at St. Henry. Our Indians trail.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Well, we don't have an Arnold working here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
Is Arnold one of your friends?
I told him that you had something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Well, okay, I'll tell Arnold. Put him on.
Arnold doesn't work here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Your Indians are behind St. Henry 27-34. Landon Post leads the Indians with 14 points. Cale Rammel falls in with 7, Daniel with 5, and Troy with 1. And on the St. Henry side, looks like Devin Delzai is the lead scorer with, 7?
Yeah.
Curtis Putoff has 5, Caden Bergman has 6, Evan Bowers 6, Logan Link 5, and Luke Beike has 3. John Hardins has 2 off his 2 free throws.
And looking at the stat sheets that the St. Henry stat crew gave us here, does anything pop out to you on that, Chase? I don't know. I guess I have it. You don't have it, do you? The thing that stands out to me is the Indians right now, free throws. They are 7 of 9 from the free throw line. And obviously that's something we don't shoot, but that's a pretty good percentage for the Indians. And looking at St. Henry, they are 2 of 4. So the Indians get to the free throw line. Even though we were put them into the bonus early, we did a pretty good job of not fouling a lot off of that and letting them have a chance to take advantage of the free throw line. As we're shooting 77% from the free throw line. Looking at total shots for the Indians, we are 8 of 18, 44% from the field. From the three-point line, we are 4 of 8, 50%. And from the free throw line, again, 7 to 9, 77%, where St. Henry Redskins are 14 of 34 from the field with 41%, 4 of 11 from the three-point line with 36%, and 2 of 4 from the foul line at 50%. Rebounds, the Redskins out-rebound our Indians 21 to 16. They have 9 offensive rebounds to our 4. We both have 12 total rebounds. Assists, the Indians have 5. St. Henry has 6. Steals, St. Henry has 7. Full recovery has 1, which you kind of expect when you're pressing full court and trapping in a half court situation, that you would probably have a little more turnovers created from that. Again, we have 8 turnovers. They have 5 as well, and basically we're playing half court man-to-man. Points off of turnovers, though, they only have 6, so we've done a decent job of that. Second chance points, they are getting a 6-2 on that regard as well. So we got to make sure if we do turn the ball over that we get dead ball turnovers and not live ball turnovers where they can go down and convert for easy layups. So
yeah, and as we talked about during the game even, we've had a lot where we've done one dribble on the facing the full court press, and we need to pick that up and make sure we're getting down the floor and not making those stupid turnovers early down the floor.
Yeah, and the quarter scores went like this. St. Henry led at the end of one, 16-11. Second quarter was better for the Indians as they St. Henry did outscore us 18-16. And again, at halftime here, we have our score of 34-27. In JV action, St. Henry had a running clock on our Fort Recovery Indians. It was not pretty, folks. At the end of one, it was 23-10. Second quarter, the Redskins outdid themselves and scored 24 in that quarter to outscore our Indians by 24-8 to take a 47-18 halftime lead. The third quarter was even worse yet for our Indians as they outscored us 18-2 to take a 65-20 lead. Going to the fourth quarter, and in the fourth quarter, we were a little bit better with the running clock as we get outscored 13-12 in that quarter and lose 78-32. And I don't know if I've seen 78 points in too many JV games, but my goodness, St. Henry was on fire hitting a lot of shots, and most of them were uncontested as they were doing a great job of running their offense. In freshman action, we also lost that one 68-33. So kind of a rough night here so far for our Indians. A little better in the varsity game, and as we said, coming into the varsity game, St. Henry was a 7-9 record. We're 9-7. They're 3-3 in the MAC, and we're 2-3. So hopefully in the second half we clean up some things and get a little bit better, and this thing comes close.
I completely agree. Let's take a break, and we'll come back to you a little bit more in the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
And welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Indians are down by 7 points going into the second half. And Brian, is there anything first half that stuck out to you that you really think that we need to pick up to be able to win this game?
Well, I think a couple things. One is, you know, Landon Post is having himself a night. He has a little bit over half our points. He has 14. We have 27. So he's obviously shooting it well. So we got to make sure he keeps getting shots. You know, that was one thing I thought we did well last week when we were at Graham. Up until this point, you know, we've had guys that have been hot from the outside, and for some reason, we don't throw them the ball again. So they hit one, they may hit two, and then all of a sudden, like, we stop throwing to them. And we got to do a better job of finding guys. When guys are hot from the three-point line, as a shooter, you want the ball in your hands. You want to get up more shots. You want to be able to see if you can ride that hot hand. And, you know, we started doing that last week when Landon was the guy at Graham as well, who we did hit. And then, you know, tonight, again, Landon has 14. He's hit for us. He's hit two threes as well. So we got to make sure we keep giving him the ball. Same time, Kel's got to continue to be active. But the other part you've mentioned and we've talked about, they're going to press us nonstop, full court, 2-2-1. They're going to trap us in a half-court set, run into 2-3-3-2 look out of it. We got to make sure we're strong with the ball. We can't just put the ball above our head, because at that point you become weak with the ball, and you become strictly a passer. You got to be triple threat with it. You've got to be a threat with the floor, because if you're a threat, defense will have to play back a little bit. If not, if they're up on you as close as they are, you take one dribble, you're by them, especially if they're trapping. Now you're...
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and...
All right, to start the second half here, St. Henry's going to get the ball, and they had a three-point shot from the corner and from Bikey, and he missed it. Went off of Kel Rimmel's hands, and then they took it out of bounds and threw it deep and foul on Troy Holman and Landon Post going up for the ball. Troy Holman got the foul called on him. But it'll be St. Henry's ball here with 7:20 to go. Again, Indians trail 34-27. Hardings has the ball on the right-hand side. Drives in from the right-hand side. Spin move. Good defense there by Daniel. Kicks out to Link. Over to Bergman. Inside. Good double by Rex. Don't foul there, Rex. Rex has two. Played the whole first half with two fouls. Three for Hardings. Way long. Ah, Bowers gets a rebound. Nice step through move by him inside. Increase that lead here now by nine. Breaking that pressure. Post the patch. Back up two posts. Swings it over to Holman on the left-hand side. Again, the Indians now are flipping, going the opposite direction, going to our bench, which is from left to right on the radio dial. Leverett has the ball on the left-hand side. Screen by Cal Rimmel on the Leverett. Drives over two posts. Swings it back up the patch for three. A little short on that one. Rimmel with the tip over to Leverett. Kel drives it. Back up two posts. No good on that one. Rebound Redskins. Bowers has the ball on the right-hand side. Pull up three. No good. Kel Rimmel with the deflection. On the fast break. Goes up and dunks it for Kel Rimmel. Nice little flush there by Kel. Giving him nine on the night. 36-29. Indians lead. Bikey drives in there. No good. Wanting the over-the-back call. No over-the-back on twice there.
Indians number three, Reese Guggenbiller.
Not sure how that's not an over-the-back call. I know they say there's no such thing as over-the-back, but my goodness, they literally just shoved Daniel and Rex out of the way to go get that thing.
Yeah, those guys were jumping all over them as they were trying to pull down that.
And I mean, it's not easy to move Daniel, but my goodness, when you get shoved in the back and he turned around and looked at the official. Hardings drives to the right. Should have been a walk. Blocked there by Daniel. And he's get the ball. Coach Leverett's yelling. Like, come on, you got to protect our guys. Rimmel in there and a nice drive. Splits the defense and finish. Great take by Kel Rimmel. That's a great stop right there. We went through some adversity. Don't give up any points. We're able to get a score on that end. Hopefully the Indians can continue to show that toughness. We cut into that lead now by 5, 36-31, with 5 minutes to go. Bikey drives baseline. Good defense by Guggenbiller. Bowers for three. No good. Rebound for Patch. Over to Rimmel. Daniel's done a nice job on the glass right now. I think he has 7 rebounds here on the night. Leading rebounder for the Indians. Holman has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to Guggenbiller. Over to Rimmel. Skip pass from Troy Holman. Over to Daniel Patch. Little five-footer. Daniel hits that one. Nice pass from Holman to Patch, giving him 7 on the night. Cutting that lead by 3, 36-33. Hardings has ball on the left-hand side. Over to Bowers on the left. Good defense in there by Daniel again, cutting him off. Bowers is a nice, strong kid, so that's a great matchup inside for the Indians. Bergman has the ball guarded by Reese Guggenbiller. Drug his pivot foot right in front of him. They don't call it. Our bench is yelling for that. Drive in there by Link. Finishes off the glass. That's a point right there. It's going to kill us when they travel right in front of you and they don't call that. And then they get 2 points off of it. Rimmel skip past the Holman against the pressure. Troy's attacking him. There's a foul. He put his hands on him. My goodness. Troy with the missed layup. They get a rebound. Literally, he had his hands on Troy's back. There's another walk by Bergman. No foul. Goes up for a shot. Misses it. Daniel got away with the foul there.
Gee, they call every foul in the first half, and then no call any in the second half.
Daniel literally just clubbed the kid, and they don't call a foul. Rex coming in for Daniel, giving him a break. Riggs is coming in to replace Landon. So on the floor for the Indians, we have Rimmel, Guggenbiller, Toby, Leverett, and Holman. And right now, St. Henry's going with their second group of five as they've been platooning for the most part 5-5. Beckman has the ball on the left-hand side, goes in and loses it. Good defense by Guggenbiller. Leverett picks up the turnover. Cal Rimmel has the ball for the Indians. Right-hand side going against Beckman. Drives in, picks up his dribble, up to Holman. Back over to Leverett. Rex. There's a shove in the back. They don't call him. Rex turns around, throws it to nobody. That's one where Rex has to be a little strong. If you're going to drive baseline against a trap, you got to know where you're going with that. And Rex kind of got caught in no man's land.
And when you don't know where you're going, not to just throw it away like he did.
Right. He just turned and threw it without being on balance and being poised and patience and strong with the ball. Which, again, that's a part of trapping, and they're trying to get you to play fast with your mind. So you got to play slow. Oh, there's an offensive foul. My goodness.
Got that one.
He just literally threw Rex on the ground. And the official underneath didn't call it. It was the outside official on the opposite side that, or on the same side that called that. Easy call. Again, 38-33, Fort Recovery, or excuse me, Cal Pharmacy, third quarter sponsor. 3 minutes to go. Hand check right there. Oh, no. They're going to call. One call is carry. One call is a double. It should have been a hand check, and they don't call either one. So it's going to be St. Henry's ball up 5, 38-33 with 3 minutes to go. Potiff has the ball over to Belsite. Drives in there, throws it up, and hits it. 40-33. Ramo breaks it quickly. Stop 15-foot pull-up. Good for Kel Ramo. Nice answer back for Kel. Giving him 13 on the night. He can score in bunches. Fans wanting a foul, but Kel goes for the ball. St. Henry retains it. Open three on this end for Hayden Beckman. The lefty hits it. Kel Ramo picks up his dribble, throws over to two Riggs Toby. Fast and furious action here, 43-35, Indians trail. Holman breaks the pressure. Little floater, no good, misses it. St. Henry with the rebound, pushes ahead. Put off with the ball, drives in. And Coach Rosenbeck wants a 30-second timeout to try to slow things down here. He's not happy, so we'll take one with him. Indians trail, 43-35.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back. And there's a little controversy here as it was 30-second or full timeout. St. Henry said they called a 30, but yet all the players and coaches are sitting down. So Coach Leverett was not happy about that one. They're saying it was the clock management over here by St. Henry, and I'm not sure about that. Anyway, St. Henry has the ball under 2 minutes to go, leading 43-35. It's been moved by Berkey, up and no good. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Way to go get that one, Daniel. That's a big rebound right there because they had a chance for an offensive rebound. Patch to Guggenbiller, back to Guggenbiller. Reese drives in, throws it apart off the glass. No good. Beckman with the rebound, pushing ahead in transition. And they're going to call a reach-in foul for Alex Dews.
Those are those kind of almost mental mistakes that whenever you're going that fast to make sure you don't get stuck inside them like they are.
Yeah, and Coach Leverett told him that's way too quick. You know, that's something I know they talked about this week is against the pressure, we'll shoot layups, but we don't want to be shooting 17, 15-foot shots off of one or no passes where we don't have a chance to run some stuff because they do trap so much that if you take care of the ball, you get some chances for good looks. So St. Henry has the ball. Beckman's out there guarded closely. Swings it over to Putoff, drives in. Could have been a blocking call, no call. Up and no good. Patch with the rebound. Over to Guggenbiller. Over to Patch and to Leverett. Kicks out to Alex Dews for three. No good. And Rex Leverett's going to pick up his third foul as he gets an over-the-back call. Rex has had trouble staying out of foul trouble as he goes for silly. Not that you don't want to keep going for a rebound, but he's got to know when he has position and when he doesn't have position there, Chase.
Yep. Kel Ramel checks in for Rex Leverett.
Rex had some really good ball games for us scoring, and now some one of your offensive threats is sitting on the bench with fouls. He just has to be a little smarter than that.
You make sure he doesn't let it get to his head and keep playing hard.
Absolutely. Under a minute to go here. Indians trail by 8. Oh, nice pass by Bell side in there to Bowers and hits a off-balance wild circus shot. Going to be a foul on Riggs Toby. Not a good foul on Riggs as he's literally going away from the basket. Throws it up over his head. It's a horrible shot. Coach Rosenbeck is shaking his head right now, not happy with it. And it goes in and you get a foul called on it. Goes to the free throw line. No good. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Throws over to Riggs Toby. Riggs spins out of the trap. Throws it over to Kel Remmel. Kel drives baseline. He gets two hands on his back. They call no foul. Jeez, Pete. You drive in there, you can't have two hands pushing a guy. Fellside goes in there and throws it away. And Reese Guggenbiller hits it out of bounds. I mean, he literally had two hands shoving Kel. He's going to the basket. It's hard to miss a shot, or easy to miss a shot when you got two hands in your back.
Yeah, Kel's getting pummeled underneath that basket.
Yeah, it's horrible. And it's right there in front of him. My goodness. Right now, St. Henry has it 20 seconds, up 10, going four corners right here, trying to get the last shot. Link has the ball up top. Closely guarded by Guggenbiller. Throws over to Bowers on the right-hand side. Oh, my goodness. Now they call that. That is the fifth team foul for the Indians. One for St. Henry. 2.5 seconds. That's a foul. Yeah, coaches are yelling, why is that underneath? We foul at the top of the key. And they throw it away. As they say, the ball never lies. 1.7 seconds. All right.
Hey, 2.5 on the clock.
Sorry, I had to take off my headset. Yeah, I'm there because they're saying we have to take it out underneath, but yet they took time off the clock. That's the stuff that just kind of happens. 2.5 seconds. Should have been. They threw it out of bounds. Indians ball here. But they wanted.
Did their inbound play even hit a person?
No, it didn't. See, that's the thing. They threw it out on the side. So technically, wherever the ball goes out of bounds is where you take it out at. But they're saying we didn't touch it, so they're taking us out underneath, but yet they wanted time off the clock. You can't have it both ways. So Coach Leverett yells, they come over and they put time back on the clock and they make us take it out full court. Daniel throws it in to Riggs Toby, three-quarter shot heave off the top of the glass. Indians trail now by 10, going into the fourth quarter, 45-35. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any questions you may have. We are committed to excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your health care team. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here to start the fourth quarter. Indians trail by 10, 45-35. It'll be Indians ball. Post is back in. Over to Rammel on the right-hand side. Back up to post. Back to Rammel, back to post. Into Leverett inside. Turnover on Lynn. And going to be St. Henry going that way. They call a charge. St. Henry fans are not happy. I agree. It's definitely not a good call, but we'll definitely take it as Landon Post was sliding his feet, but it's going to be a foul on Curtis Putoff, giving him his third foul. 7:36 to go. Indians trail by 10. Fourth quarter sponsors, Faller Mechanical. Diana Post has the ball. Over to Daniel Patch on the left-hand side. Inside to Kel Rammel. Kel drops that, spins, and they're going to call foul. So Kel Rammel will be going to the free throw line.
Let's get foul number 24, Luke Mikey, his first personal team.
Coach Rosenbeck is not happy with that one. That was one of those that was maybe a foul, maybe not, but Kel's been fouled about four or five times earlier they didn't call. So he stepped to the Hall Brother free throw line and does miss that shot. So we'll definitely take it. Steps up and hits the second one. So took a split a pair there. Go ahead.
14 points for Kel Rammel, tying up with Landon Post.
Again. And Indians get a turnover on the Redskins, and they call foul after we stole the ball. And that is on Rex Lovrette. That's his fourth. Not sure where that foul was.
That's six called on the Indians this half.
A lot of Indian fans who paid to get in the game were not happy about that one. Unfortunately, we don't get a chance to call the game. Having trouble to get it in. Trapping right there. There we go, right in front of the bench. Not a good spot to pick the ball up or get the ball thrown to you. And the Indians do trapping with Rex and Landon in there. Bergman's taking it out right in front of our bench. Left. Rex is still in the game with four fouls. Throws it into Link in the backcourt. We can look to trap him now here. They are able to break it. Bergman ahead. Don't foul Rex. Almost caught. Ooh, knocked away. That was close to another foul right there. Rammel drives to the middle. 15-foot pull-up. No good. Bergman with the rebound. 45-36. A little helter-skelter right now. Bikey for three. And hits the three-corner three. Pushing that lead up now by 12 for the Redskins. Lever at the post. Post is attacking in transition. Try to lob pass to Rammel. It's going to be a foul on Bergman. So Kel Rammel will go to the Hall Brother free throw line. There's a lob pass, and they're calling a foul on the ground. Kel's going up to shoot it on the lob. Not sure how he's not shooting free throws right now. Coach Leverett is not happy about this, so he's going to take a timeout, try to talk to the officials here. Let's take a timeout, full timeout. We'll be right back. Getting in trail by 12, 48-36.
Hi, this is Dave Timmerman with the Sons of the American Legion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We are having our annual barbecue chicken dinners on February 12th, just $9 each. And you get half a chicken prepared by Romer's Catering, applesauce, chips, and roll. You can contact Dave Timmerman at 419-852-6916 or Whitey Vogel at 419-852-0316 or any Suns member for tickets. We will be serving from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 12th, and you can eat in or carry out. You can contact any Suns member for tickets, and we appreciate all the support we can get. Thank you.
We're back at the St. Henry.
We're back at St. Henry, fourth quarter, sponsored by Faller Mechanical. Coming out of timeout. Indians are down by 12 points. And we had a little controversy there right before the timeout.
Well, all spots, you are correct.
Yeah.
You're hitting them all.
But with Kale not getting the shots off his alley-oop from, who was it, Landon?
Yeah, Landon threw an alley-oop pass. Indians do have the ball triggered in here with 6:30 to go. Guggenbiller over to post. Back to Rammel up top. Kale drives in. Over to Daniel Patch. Back to Troy Holman. Over to Daniel Patch. Patch thought about a three. Shoots a three. Just right off the back of the rim. Good-looking shot. Just a little hit the front off the back. That would have been a big hit for the Indians cutting into that lead. St. Henry with the ball, though. Link has the ball now for the Redskins with 6 minutes to go. They can look to be a little more patient here. Beckman with the ball. Drives over to Bikey. No good on the shot. Patch with a rebound over to post. Rammel has the ball now, and he's got to make some hay here. Kel Rammel drives in. Lost it. Gets it back. Left-handed jump shot. No good. Kel tries to tip it. Link has the ball. Packing in to Bikey. Skip pass over to Bergman. Bergman for three. No good. Beckman with the ball. Back up. No good. Bowers with the rebound right now. St. Henry's out working the Redskins, or the Indians, excuse me. This is the third chance right here. Bergman has the ball now for St. Henry. Inside to Bikey, inside. Powers up off the glass and hit that one when you got three chances.
35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for...
Indians applying their full court pressure now a little bit. Do a nice job of breaking that. Hits Bowers on the cutting backside. Kel Rammel's just out of gas right now. He's slow to get back on defense. Coach Love recognizes that and takes a full timeout. Indians trail here by 14, 52-38, 4:34 to go. Let's take a break.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And we're back here in the Fall Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. St. Henry is leading our Fort Recovery Indians 52-38 with 4:34 to go. It will be Fort Recovery's ball on the floor for the Indians. We have Deuce, Holman, Post, Guggenbiller, and Toby. Coach Lover, I was like, we called a timeout at half court, but yet why do we have to take it out full court and go against our pressure again? It's one of those nights, Coach. Toby, nice drive in there, gets blocked. Holman does recover the ball for the Indians, dribbles the ball back out, throws over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller over to Post on the right-hand side in front of the coaches. Looking for Dews on the right to the baseline. Nice pass from Holman to Dews and misses the layup. And Harding's with the rebound. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout for St. Henry. Let's take one and we'll be right back. 4 minutes to go and you still throw up by 14.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware.
Ball, taking it out full court. Indians are applying man-to-man pressure. Link gets it in over to Bergman. Bergman splits the trap. Throws it to Bikey, back up to Link. St. Henry did a nice job of breaking that, spreading the floor now. Right now, St. Henry's going to be really patient, running some clock, not being in a hurry unless it's a shot they want, I would assume, which is getting the ball to their leading scorer. Bikey inside right now, drives in, spins, fadeaway shot, and he's able to hit it. Nice move for that young man, giving him 10 points on the night. Troy Holman's going against the St. Henry trap. Over to Toby, back to Dews, over to Toby. Riggs Toby on a nice little flip and finish there from him. Indians quickly in a man-to-man trap right there, and there's going to be a foul on Riggs Toby. And that will be the seventh team foul in the Indians. So St. Henry's going to walk down the length of the floor here and shoot some free throws with 3:11 to go. The Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. And our offensive units coming back in for the Indians as Rammel, Leverett, Patch check in on the floor with Post and Guggenbiller. Out comes Holman, Toby, and Dews, our defensive kind of lineup. So on the floor we have Guggenbiller, Patch, Rammel, Leverett, and Post. You know, Chase, one thing looking here at the stats that we got from the St. Henry stat crew, Landon Post has one shot the second half. He had 14 points at halftime and has only got one shot up. They missed that free throw, and Daniel with the rebound. Rammel over to Post. Over to Guggenbiller for three. No good. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Daniel gets it, shovels it over to Rex Lovett, and Rex misses the chip in inside, and they're going to call foul on Post.
As we're getting closer to the bottom of this game, being down, Rex Lovett especially is going to have to be very careful not to get that fifth foul, keep him in the game.
Yeah, that's one right there. You know, we're just struggling tonight a little bit as Rex is having a tough night. You know, sitting there with four fouls, no points, and he's missed a couple point-blank ones right there. But, you know, you'll have that some nights. Good thing he didn't get a foul in frustration. Hopefully now they miss some free throws, and they do. Bergman missed that, still giving us a chance. Indians with the rebound here. Cal Ramos pushing the ball up the floor. Daniel Patch for a deep three. Way off. St. Henry with the rebound. Pushing it over to Belsite, up to Bikey. Bikey shoots a three. Holy cow. No good. Patch with the rebound. Over to Post. Post in the Patch. Back out the Post. Post drives in. Loses the ball. Link with it. Pushing ahead in transition. DeLuce with the ball. Over to Bikey. Redskins are in no hurry right now. Not a little late on the rotation, and they find Bowers underneath inside for a finish, giving him 12 on the night, 56-40. Foul on Bowers inside.
Redskins foul number five, Bowers, his first.
His team, for the Redskins, they have five team fouls now. Dews and Holman check in to replace Post and Guggenbiller. So Holman's going to trigger it in. And he's trailed by 16 with 2 minutes to go here. We got to score in a hurry. Leverett for three. No good. Patch with the rebound. Over to Holman. Over to Rammel. Kel Rammel shoots a contested 15-footer looking for a foul and hits it. Tough shot for Kel Rammel there, giving him 14 on the night.
16.
My fault. A little slow on the scoreboard up here when I look. You're on it, Chase.
Yeah.
Way to keep me in check, buddy. And Kel Rammel knocks it out, saying it went out on Bowers, but it's going to be St. Henry's ball with a minute 30 to go. Indians trail by 14, 56-42. All right now, they come over and say something to Bowers as he's talking a little smack to the kids. Him and Rammel kind of get into it a little bit. Link has the ball closely guarded by Holman up top. Again, St. Henry's four corners. Bergman has the ball up top. Drives in, kicks it out to Link, over to Bowers. Back over to Hardings, drives baseline, gets blocked from behind. That's going to be Rex Leverett's fifth foul. Probably could have been a pushing foul on Rex earlier when he closed out. He put two hands on him. Anytime two hands go on a defender or as an offensive player, there should be a foul. And so Rex probably dodged one there, but then gets caught for the block call, which actually I thought the block looked good. Didn't you think so?
I thought it was all ball, but
yeah, I thought the block looked clean. If anything, you were going to call a hand check, I'd give him that. But Coach Lovett's saying, "How it's all ball. How's that not a? It should have been a. Shouldn't have been a foul," and I agree. So Riggs Toby checks in for Rex Leverett. Rex departs with no points tonight. A couple rebounds for Rex. Tough night for him. Just never had a chance to really play in long stretches here. Hardings goes to the free throw line and cashes in on that one. He's a good free throw shooter for them. He's hit three. Guys, 3 points, and all three have been free throws, and they haven't hit the rim hardly on any of them yet. So steps up for the second one. No good on that one. Rammel with the rebound. Indians trail 57-42. We have to have a heck of a comeback here. Rammel stops, 17-footer, no good. Riggs Toby gets a rebound. It'll be 16 fouls on the Redskins. And that'll be five team fouls on
number 22.
Them.
Ricky, his fifth personal foul, the team's sixth.
Nicholas Berkey with his 15th foul, and he's played sparingly tonight. It's a tough night coming in and playing 7 or 8 minutes and getting 5 fouls on you. Indians had the ball, triggered it in with a minute to go. Rammel quickly off the glass, no good. And Bowers with the rebound. Not sure if the Indians are trying to foul here or not. If we are, they're not calling it. And Coach Rosenbeck's going to take a timeout as there's 49.3 clicks on the clock and Indians trail by 15, 57-42. Let's take a break.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here again. Chase Kaiser, Brian Patch, bringing you the action from St. Henry Middle School Gym. Our Fort Recovery Indians trail 57-42 with 49.3 to go. Great effort tonight by the Indians, just coming up a little short. Had a rough night with some things. Some calls haven't gone our way and doing some things over here. I think in the history of our school, I think we've only won. I think it's been one or two times here in St. Henry. That's not a good record to have.
It's nothing to take away from our boys. They're working hard.
No, they're doing a great job. There's a shoving foul, Riggs Toby from behind. It's just hard to win over here.
Yeah.
And like I say, it's valiant effort from this group of Indians, but in the history of our school, I think we've only won one or two times over here. So strange things have happened.
Yep. Another foul on the Indians, putting number 4, Caden Bergman, to the line.
Yep. 10 team fouls for the Indians, and they step up and miss that free throw. He has 8 points on the night, laying the post checks and replaces Troy Holman. Now it's going to be, see if we can regroup here for tomorrow. We have Hall of Fame night tomorrow at the Fort Recovery Gymnasium, so hopefully you can stop out tomorrow and honor our two inductees.
And I believe it's Blue Indian Cheer Day, too.
Oh, yeah, a little cheerleading day. That's
JV
good.
Halftime.
That'll be a zoo. Should be fun. Indians picking them up full court. Hey, break the press, pull it back out. That's a classy move right there for the Redskins, not to go shoot the layup. Check nothing left from Eric Rosenbeck. 20 seconds to go. St. Henry fans came up, give their team a clap. Good effort tonight. Good game by the Indians. Just came up short here as we're going to lose 58-42. That will increase St. Henry's record to 8-9 on the year and 4-3 in the MAC. And Indians' record's going to fall to 9-8 and 2-4 in MAC play. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with hopefully Coach Leverett and some wrap-up from the stats from the game.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Harrow and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And we're back. And our Fort Recovery Indians come up a little short on the scoreboard tonight, losing 58-42. Again, Indians records fall to 9-8 on the year and 2-4 in MAC play. And St. Henry boosts their record up to 8-9 and 4-3 in MAC play. The Indians were led tonight in scoring by Kel Rammel with 16 points, Landon Post with 14, Daniel Patch with 7 points and 17 rebounds. That's an effort we haven't seen out of Daniel pretty much all year. So for him to go get 17 rebounds tonight, that's a pretty good effort from him. 2 points for Reese Guggenbiller, 2 points for Riggs Toby, 1 point for Troy Holman. Quarter scores went like this. The Indians trailed at the end of one, 16-11. Halftime, they trailed 34-27. And as they got outscored by two in that one, 18-16. In the third quarter, Indians got outscored by three, losing that quarter 11-8. Going into the fourth quarter, trailing by 10, 45-35. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians get outscored by 6, 13-7, and end up losing 48-42. For the St. Henry Redskins, they were led tonight by Evan Bowers with 12 points, Luke Beike with 10 points, Caden Bergman with 9, Devin Delsite with 9, Logan Link with 7, Curtis Putoff with 5, John Hardings with 3, Hayden Beckman with 3, and that is it. For the Indians, Alex Dews did play, did not score. Rex Lovrette played, did not score as he was in foul trouble all game long, ended up with 5 fouls. So as we wait here on Coach Lovrette to come out of the locker room and JV action, JV lose in a kind of a blowout for our Indians here. 78-32 as we trail at the end of one, 33-10, 24-8 was the second quarter scoring. To trail 47-18 at halftime, get outscored in the third quarter 18-2. Going to the fourth quarter 65-20 as the Indians are trailing. Get outscored in the third quarter 13-12. And again, our JV team ends up losing 78-32. Pacing the way for the Indians in that one was Colson Post with 13 points, Tyler Wendell with 5, Hayden Seifring with 3, Briggs Overman with 5, Cooper Thompson with 2, Caden Greasy with 1, and Alex Garkey with 3. So let's take one more break, and we'll be back here and see if Coach Lovrette's going to be out. If not, then we'll wrap it up.
All right.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
don't get fined.
Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Coach Leverett's working his way over here. So we'll have a little talk with him in a second here.
Got him off.
This isn't going to be copyright infringements or anything, is it?
No, me and Preston.
Hey, I need to charge you here some money on this one. Copyright. Hey, way to hook me up with some money.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go there first there, Mr. Reporter, or what? You're just going to listen? You want me to do it?
You're doing all the work, Coach.
I'm doing your work, getting your paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying? You're going to give me money? Well, Coach, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, going into that, I told the guys I was concerned about the pace of the game, and that's why they do that 2-2-1, because they want to get up and down the floor, and they want to shoot it more times than we can. And that's what they got. You know, we stuck with them early. I think it's 27-27 there. They made a little run at the end of the first quarter, or sorry, at halftime. And then they got that pace that they wanted in the third quarter. And after that, you know, Rosie is just fabulous at finishing games. You get to the 5-minute point or 6-minute point sometimes, and if he's up 6, he is going to milk that thing until it's over. And that's what he did, you know. And that's always the concern when you play a good St. Henry team, and that's kind of what happened tonight. Offensive rebounds with those long threes has been a Achilles heel for us all year, and I know they had a couple possessions there in the second half where they had that happen, where we felt we had the right guys shooting threes, and then they get an offensive rebound. So,
yeah, they actually out rebounded us 16-11. You know, it was closer than maybe you would think, but still, you know, the other thing looking at that, you know, you talked about pace of play. They shot 14 more twos than us,
yeah,
and also, you know, 3 more threes than us as well.
Yeah, and like I said, that's what they want to do. You know, not that they're going to come down and just let you shoot it. You know, they play that kind of we call it the amoeba zone defense, because you don't know if it's a 1-2-2, a 3-2, or a 2-3. They just amoeba around you. They're always taking away driving lanes, and they want you to settle for some threes, and that's what we did. So kudos to St. Henry defensively. And then, you know, they got their pace, and then it was tough for us to come back from that, because then we got to play fast.
Yeah.
And
that's something you talked about too, I know, with the
right
game, listening to you talk about, is, you know, slow down and don't shoot the first shot right away. And,
well, I mean,
and a couple times we did
let's
that.
Let's be honest. I mean, Cale doesn't leave the floor very often. And when he's got to bring it down and he's gassed, that doesn't give us much offensively. Another thing, I didn't think we didn't run our offense. You know, we got in here and guys weren't cutting. They weren't doing what we wanted to do offensively against that zone. So, you know.
You know, to start off, Landon Post had, it was 14 points at half. He had 14 of our 27, and then he only got one shot up the whole second half.
Right. Well, and some of that, I think he got tired, and, you know, that's what happens at that pace. So.
Yeah, you know, looking also, you know, one thing we talked about at the end is, you know, rebounding-wise, you know, Daniel had 17 rebounds. St. Henry had him 4 in the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty good effort on his. 15 of those were on the defensive end. But, you know, the other thing I thought that hurt us, too, is Rex got some foul trouble, which I know some of those calls were, you know, an offensive rebound here or there you're going to have, but a couple of those calls were like the block call.
Right.
You know, it was just like.
What do you do?
It was a little frustrating watching some of those things.
It's very frustrating, you know, and you know, you don't want to blame the officiating for a loss or anything, but whatever. It is what it is. We've got to be able to I mean, Sander played today at the same officials that we did. So, I mean, I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of lost for words. We just, if we come out and run our offense and control the pace like we wanted to, we would have been fine, and we just didn't do it. So.
All right. Well, tomorrow we got the Mississippi Valley and Hall of Fame night.
Hopefully. Yeah, so, you know, it'll be a good crowd at the Fort Site. They got the little cheerleaders and the Hall of Fame, so. Miss Cinewall, you know, they always want to come in, and they're going to play hard against us. Matt Hamilton's first-year coach, second cousin of mine, so I know Matt pretty well. They're going to play hard. So, you know, the good thing about basketball is we get to come out tomorrow night and hopefully get off the snide.
Absolutely. Well, you know, obviously you're not happy with the, you know, how the outcome of it. But, you know, Chase commented, you know, on air, too. Our guys were playing hard.
We do, and that's the thing. We always play hard. I've never, all year, have ever questioned our effort at all. We play super hard, just not always smart. You know,
well, you know, when you can get 17 and 18 year old kids smart, You've got the, you're a millionaire, you know?
I know. I'm working on that. We'll get a patent on that.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping up and talking to us.
Thanks,
and good
guys.
Luck tomorrow, Coach. Yep,
thank you.
All right. Again, Indians come up on the short end of the stick, 58-42. For Chase Kaiser, Brian Patch, and Fort Recovery Radio. Chase is going to wrap it up here for you. Thanks for listening, and hopefully we can see you tomorrow at the Fort Site.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Your Indians tonight fell to the Redskins 58-42. Indians were led by Cale Ramel with 16, closely behind with Landon Post 14. Rick Stubbe had 2, Reese Greenbiller had 2, and Troy Holman had 1, Daniel Patch had 7. It was a tough game, but the boys played hard, and that's all you could ask for whenever you're competing at place, especially when you're away. Upcoming games this week, tomorrow, the girls host Troy Christian, varsity only, at 12:45. It'll be a simulcast to WPGW with NFHS video. The boys will then host Massinawa Valley later that night. There will be a Fort Cover radio broadcast with NFHS video, and the Little Indians cheerleading at halftime of the JV game, and then the Hall of Fame induction between the games of Jenna Jenkins Nestrick and Joanna Snyder Hyatt of the varsity game tomorrow night. Upcoming next week, next Thursday, the girls are going to host Minster. That'll be a simulcast to WPGW with the NFHS video, and that'll be senior night for the girls' basketball team. And on Friday, the boys will be at Minster, and that'll be a simulcast of WPGW, and there'll be no NFHS video that week. Anyway, I'd like to thank Brian Patch, who was here with me tonight, as well as the AD here at St. Henry, Dennis Wendell, and all the administration that allowed us to come tonight. It's been a hard game. Fort Recovery lost 58-42. But it was a good game, and we thank you for listening here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.